Hey, this is 5 Minutes with Elvin. You're listening to George Herbert, Part 2. Let's recap what we've learned. Today's lecture focuses on the pulley. The pulley is a device which helps a blacksmith lift up whatever he is forging from the fire. The pulley in this poem is a symbol of God's creation, with the blacksmith being God himself. This is the text of the pulley, a poem in 4 stanzas. The pulley, when God at first made man, having a glass of blessings standing by, let us, said he, pour on him all we can, that the world's riches which dispersed lie, contract into a span. So strength first made a way, then beauty flowed, then wisdom, honor, pleasure. When almost all was out, God made a stay, perceiving that alone of all his treasure, rest in the bottom lay. For if I should, said he, bestow this jewel also on my creature, he would adore my gifts instead of me, and rest in nature, not the God of nature. So both should losers be. Yet let him keep the rest, but keep them with repining restlessness. Let him be rich and weary, that at least, if goodness lead him not, yet weariness may toss him to my breast. The poem opens with God holding a glass of blessings and gifts for the human he is about to create. While God is making the first human, he pour unto him the best things in the world. And then, suddenly, before he gives out the last gift sitting at the bottom of the glass, God makes a stop. Because he knows, if he gives it to humans, humans will at the end find comfort in themselves, in nature, instead of finding their comfort in God. As a result, God will lose his followers, and human beings will lose their belief. As the poem says, so both should losers be. God therefore decides, let him keep the rest, but keep them with repining restlessness. That way, if humans are not going back to God by their own good nature, at least they'd go back to God when they are worn out in the world. What is this final gift which God holds back from humans? What is this one thing that prevents God and humans from losing each other while not given? Many people say it's immortality, because the opposite, mortality, is what sends humans back to God when they are worn out in the world. But there should be more than one answer. What do you think? What is the gift that God keeps to himself instead of giving us? I'd like to know what you think. This is 5 Minutes with Elvin. I'll see you in class.